Hello, and welcome to the 34th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. Holly is not doing the introduction today because she's looking up deaths of movie stars.
Hi, I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Woo-woo! So I'm going to start off by saying last week I said I had never tried the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks. This week, for those of you who can't see, I have one in my hand. I did try the cold one, but there was not a lot of flavor to it, and I think, and Kevin and Rebecca were like, no, dumbass, you have to try the hot one. So I'm going to try the hot one. So you guys talk for a second while I take a drink. And why they put whipped cream on it and shit, and I had to be like, no, whipped cream.
But you love whipped cream. You stand around in the kitchen and spray whipped cream into your mouth.
I do.
We have a bottle of spray whipped cream.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that.
Oh, yeah. All she does.
It's pretty good.
Says the white girl.
It's
where are your Uggs at?
It's definitely. I'm wearing Birkenstocks right now. It's definitely more flavorful than the cold one. And you were right. The cold one, like, you could tell it had like a little bit, and then you were like, where'd it go?
That's like after you've had it before, and then you can have a cold one. You're like, oh, I know what's happening.
Yeah,
we can switch it up. But
actually,
no.
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I feel bad for saying it's good. Actually, I don't want to like it. Uh-huh. Like, I want to say it's uh-huh. horrible.
Uh-huh. So you can be different from everyone.
Do we need to get you?
So I'm not a stereotypical white girl.
Do we need to get you a?
This is one thing we all agree upon.
North Faces.
Yeah,
a North Face and some Uggs and put some black leggings on.
Oh, there you go. You need to change your hair color to brown too.
Yeah. Or blonde, it doesn't matter. I mean, I am naturally blonde. Anyways.
But you won't match the stereotype.
I'm upset.
You're upset wanna. You like it?
Yeah.
Let me have a sip.
Yeah, I'll have a sip. There's lipstick on it, I'm sorry. Go, Kevin, go. It's not overpowering, which is...
Meh.
Meh?
Meh. It just
tastes. Doesn't have the white girl powers in him.
Our special thing.
I was worried it was going to be like overly, like, it's sweet, but I was worried it was going to be like overly, like, you know, I don't know. Anyways.
It knows what it's
Holly
doing.
Holly approves.
Yeah.
But in other drink related news, Surge is back. I don't know if you remember the soda Surge from when we were childs.
It was Coke's competition to Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It's green and.
Oh, yes, I do remember it.
Do you, and it has the red splat.
But I probably only had it, like, one time.
I think I only had it it wasn't out for very long, and the only time I really had it when I was at summer camp, and we had a canteen, and you could buy, like, any candy you wanted and any soda. And since my parents gave me money, and I was a kid away from my parents, I was like, give me all the fucking candy and a fucking Surge. And so I ate, like, all this candy, and then I drank a can of Surge, and I was just like, woo! I mean, I remember just being like totally just like wound up.
Oh,
I'm surprised I didn't get diabetes from it. I mean, like I have like
snap diabetes.
I have like bags of candy. Like, I mean, like I kind of like as an adult, no way. Like I would have like a Skittle and then a drink of Surge and be like, what am I doing?
Well, you're an adult now.
I know, and it makes me sad. Like I want to go to the store and eat like 5 bags of Sour Patch Kids and a Surge and be okay. Anyways.
Wait, you're saying that didn't happen last weekend already?
Yeah, I wish it did. Well, so when I read the news, I was like, oh, Kevin, you remember Surge? You know, blah, 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 childhood memories. And he's like, I hate Surge. And I was like, excuse me? Because he drinks Mountain Dew. He doesn't sit around and drink Mountain Dew, but if we go somewhere and we get the soda cup and they have Mountain Dew, sometimes he'll get it. That's like his preference. He'll get Dr. Pepper if we're sharing. Because I love Dr. Pepper. But if he's alone and drinking a soda, he's going to get Mountain Dew.
Yes.
And so I looked at him and I was like, Surge is Mountain Dew. Like, it's just the, you know, the other version of Mountain Dew.
Beverage showdown?
I don't think so.
I challenged him. So I haven't.
Right. I like Squirt.
I have. Oh,
that's
Squirt's
the one
great.
I like.
Squirt's great, but it's not Surge.
Okay, no, I wouldn't think. Oh.
But so I challenged him. So Kevin and I are in another challenge. That if ever, whenever, because Surge said they're releasing it, but that was a couple days ago, so I'm still waiting for it to appear somewhere.
Well, they relaunched it on Amazon a couple weeks or last year at some point. It was like a 6 or it was like a 12 pack of Tall Boy.
Oh, you think it's on
it wasn't
Amazon now?
Vintage.
No, no, no.
Surge.
It was a
was it?
No, it was a brand new packaging.
Anyways, let me
All right.
So I challenged him. I said, whenever I can find a Surge, I'm going to pour on the podcast. I'm going to pour Surge in a cup and Mountain Dew in a cup, and he's going to drink them and tell me which one is which.
All right.
And I will be, I should be able to, oh yeah.
Why do you like Mountain Dew so much?
I don't know. It's like a good, like, it's like.
Because it's like lime?
Sprite. Yeah, it's like Sprite, but.
I tried the Diet Mountain Dew when it came out as Diet, and I got excited. I was like, oh, okay. It tastes like sewage.
Well, Mountain Dew's not that great either.
As says the two that like pumpkin spice, so I don't know.
Listen,
it could be just the taste preference.
I wouldn't go out of my way to grab this, you know.
And I don't go out of my way to get Mountain Dew.
It's like $5.50.
To be fair, Code Red Mountain Dew is where it's at. Well, regular Mountain Dew is just.
I think I don't like Mountain Dew because Mountain Dew actually tastes like sugar. Like the other ones don't taste as sugary to me. Mountain Dew is I'm just drinking like green colored sugar.
Everything tastes like sugar.
I know. Maybe it's because I drink a lot of diet sodas now, so everything's
just
like...
Well, yeah, when
you
drink regular soda after drinking diet,
yeah,
it's
intense.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's really flavorful.
Yeah. Flavorful? It has soul and character.
It's too much going on. It's like you don't think of it as a beverage anymore.
Yeah,
it's
like... It kind of hurts your heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyways, let me get on a cosplay topic, so don't run away. GameSpot. I don't know if you guys remember what GameSpot is. I think it's always just been a website, right? It's never been like a because there's GameStop.
Yes.
And then GameSpot. Yes. So I think GameSpot's just like an online. They've been around forever. But they wrote an article that I saw that said, "If no one's staring at your cosplay, you're doing it wrong."
Oh.
There and that was just it. There was no like article. It was just like. The best cosplays I saw at Comic-Con, but the title was, "If no one's staring at you, you're doing it wrong." And I was like, I understand that when you see great people, you're like, ooh, and then you stare and you try to figure out, or I try to figure out how they made it or whatever, or you're like, how'd they do that, you know. But isn't cosplay just for fun? Like,
well, it's for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not to be stared at.
Yeah. It's fun to be stared at when because then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well,
but
yeah,
at the same time, it's like telling people, if no one's staring at you, you're doing it wrong.
It's once again that whole mentality that everything's for me to look at.
Oh.
And
yeah.
She's not doing it to have fun. She's doing it to be fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think?
Video game.
I have no opinion.
Really? Do you agree with the sentiment?
No, I think it's a hyperbole, which is why they put it there.
Hyperbole?
Hyperbole? Hyperbole and a half. it's hyperbole, yes. And it's just to catch, it's clickbait. Clickbait. Then,
yes.
Then it encouraged you to click it.
It did encourage me to click it because I said, well, what else are they going to, because I thought it was an article. Like, I thought they were going to be like, you suck, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, damn. So I clicked on it and it was just pictures of cosplays that.
Were they good?
San Diego Comic.
San Diego
would you
Dragon
stare
Con?
At them?
San Diego. I would stare at them. The pictures were not good.
Oh.
Well, they're hallway shots.
So that's what I was... Because my photographer of mine instantly goes, so what? Why are you so close to their face? So yeah, there was this one picture and it was like a headshot. And they like tilted their camera and they were like... It was like this really close to the face. It was just like... It's like, why? Just back out a little bit.
Maybe that's all he could do.
Maybe the other cosplay wasn't finished. It was just their face.
Just their face.
He's like, I'm staring at your face. All right. That's all I'm staring at. So that's all it's going to be photographed. Thank you. Maybe that one little fraction of head.
Oh. Just spilling pumpkin spice.
Oh. It's part of your life now.
It is. But it landed in the dark green part of my shirt, so.
It did.
No one will ever know.
Tell.
Having boobs like a shelf, they catch everything.
Like a shelf.
Yeah.
Because I drop everything on shelves.
I do. And Kevin always makes fun of me. He's like, you always get shit all over your shirt.
Should you get one of those little elf on a shelf things?
Just put it on my
just
boobs.
Just wear it.
Hey, guys. They're so scary.
Well, I didn't know that was like a classic thing.
Until we worked
childhood.
In Borders.
Yeah. And people would talk about it. And I'd be like, I've never seen this before.
And they would
once in
and
my
they would
life.
Sell out.
Yeah.
And we always had one on display just sitting somewhere.
Was.
And I was like, get out of here,
like,
you
it's
creepy.
It's been around forever. Oh, I remember
has
this
it
from
though?
Yeah.
It's from
has
like the 50s or something,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Yeah, it's a creepy long time. And you're like, how can something be around that long? And I'd have like
no
never,
idea. Yeah.
No
yeah.
exposure to it ever.
Yeah. And I think it looks creepy because it was, like, made that long ago and things were a little bit creepier back then. You know? So it's like they
Halloween
never changed
costumes.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Those pictures scare me. But speaking of Christmassy items, I was at Michael's looking at Halloween stuff yesterday, and they already had, like, 2 aisles of Christmas shit. Full-on Christmas. And I was like, what? And I was like, what? Wait, what month is it right now? And I was like, no, it's September. What? They were great Christmas stuff. I was kind of looking at it, and I was like, I want that. But
yeah,
I didn't.
Christmas is great.
Yeah, because it was all the stuff they had was all white. The whole aisle was white. And I was like, but at the same time, I went, no!
Listen, people complain about all the holidays all the time.
No, but it just was like,
it's retail.
There was a Halloween aisle, and then the next aisle over was Christmas. And it was just,
skip the Thanksgiving aisle.
Yeah, they had they had a Thanksgiving aisle, but it was in the back and alone. and it's
Thanksgiving's
like,
about the food.
Yeah, and like it's like I always want to decorate for Thanksgiving because I like fall and the fall colors are all nice and I'm a girl and I'm like, ooh, pretty. But all the Thanksgiving decorations are all cheap. It's like, give thanks to those you love. I don't know. It's just like, that's not what Thanksgiving, like, really?
Thanksgiving's about eating way too much.
Yeah.
And eating yourself.
Yeah, and giving smallpox to Native Americans.
Eating seconds and thirds and fourths for the next week.
I gotta lose all my holiday weight.
Fat.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
But then after Thanksgiving, everybody at work brings fucking cookies for four weeks. And so you're like, well, my diet's just.
Then you just give yourself up and you just put on those big sweaters and leggings. And you just go,
I'm
this
cute.
Is the fashion.
So, like, you think Thanksgiving decorations should just be, like, those fake foods they have in those restaurants where they show you what you're going to be eating, the plastic food.
Oh, that would be weird.
Like, just have fake food around.
Like, a fake turkey.
Yeah, a fake turkey and then some mashed potatoes and gravy or something, or some yams, whatever people eat.
All right.
Is that what Thanksgiving decorations should be about?
Yeah.
Just on the table, just every time someone comes over, there's a turkey on the table.
Food. And then they like, try to eat it, and you're like, give thanks to that, bitch. Then have a good old-fashioned laugh.
Yeah. Anyways, your turn, Kevin.
My turn? Yeah. I don't have anything.
I thought
you said you
did.
Had a list of things. Yeah. See, you said in front of Rebecca, so I have backup now.
Oh.
I was there.
Boom.
I do have
usually a list Rebecca of thinks maybe Holly's being a little crazy.
Well, yeah.
Well, speaking of Michael's,
then, I guess.
You always
think about your friends that are girls. it's always there.
Well, I saw this. I don't know. It's not really that important news, but I bumped into it when I was looking for stuff to talk about today.
Okay.
It's Yaya Han's patterns are on sale now. $3.99. You get.
Whoa.
I know it sounds like
the
a market.
Ones, no, the
Both
ones.
Both of them. Yes, the.
It's because the way you said it.
I know.
It's the way you say
it's the way I say everything.
Yeah, like
I
you're
talk like
pretending
a
to be a newscaster.
Shh. It's my fantasy. Because
normally patterns are, what, like 15, 16 bucks?
Well,
when they're
like
not
the
on sale.
Vogue ones.
The Vogue
so
ones are that much?
Who made those? Simplicity?
McCall's.
McCall's.
McCall's,
I don't remember how much those run.
Well, normally hers are $13.75.
I only buy them when they go on for $1.
$13.75.
They're down to $3.99.
That's a good deal.
It's, one is a one-piece suit and one is a peacock something or another.
Yeah, we already talked about. Yeah. Those have been out. But that's cool that they're on sale. Yeah, because I only like to buy patterns when they're on sale because otherwise, you know, if you buy two patterns,
well,
that's like $30.
More, yeah.
Yeah, so you're just like, no.
$1.
Yeah, and Joann's.
Thank you, Joann's.
Joann's always has the $1 or $2 sales or whatever, so.
So today, September 12th?
Yes.
12th. Yes, go check out. They're on the McCall's.
How long
I don't know.
Are they
it didn't
on
say. It was just on the McCall's website.
Oh.
It was heavily downvoted, so people were hating on it, but I saw them and I was like,
Maybe it's a repost. Maybe it's already been posted on Reddit.
Or maybe someone was like, this is a fucking sale link. Nobody wants this. Go away. Or maybe no one likes Yaya Han.
No. Everybody likes Yaya Han. It's, Reddit's really fickle. Yeah, it's like if someone already posted it and they're like, we've already seen this, shut up. Mm. Or, yeah, they think you're, but that's just like a, hey guys, just let you know to me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's on sale.
Right?
FYI.
Right. Maybe it was an affiliate link or something stupid like that. I don't know.
You think McCall's has affiliate links?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, patterns on sale. That's all.
Oh, I wanted to talk about something that someone left a comment a couple weeks ago. Because Kevin and I did, or someone did share that Yaya Han did do a non-revealing
Yaya
outfit.
Han
Jessica Negri. Sorry. We were just talking about Yaya, so she was on my brain. That Jessica did a non-revealing outfit, and it was completely covered up.
Uh-huh.
You saw it. I saw it. But it was made slash worn before Kevin and I made the bet.
When was it made slash worn?
I think the post was, like, early July that I saw. I think it was at Anime Expo.
Mmm.
When we made the bet, like, 3 weeks ago, early August.
Yeah.
So we, when we made the bet, we said she would have to do it after we made the bet.
After we made the bet.
So no cream pie yet for Kevin. But since she's done it.
No, I thought the bet was that she would never do that.
The bet, I watched the episode, and I said, from now on. I literally said that. I go, from this day until when a year or whatever.
Yes.
From this day, she will not make one. So it was very
sad. So it has to be new ones. You can't rewear that one.
I was very specific with the dates, so that's why I can't count it. A bet is a bet, and I am holding true to my bets. Otherwise,
so should we have a new segment on the podcast? Jessica, watch.
Is it this outfit?
No, but that's another one. Yeah, that's her. It was more.
Wait, she's done more than one non-revealing. What is this chick, a nun?
No, but okay. I just wanted to get more revealing.
Oh, here's one. That's not revealing. I mean, you know, it's spandex, but everyone wears
it. Okay, but
Kevin, your bit's looking a little shaky now.
Yeah, whatever, but I...
Aw, she's super cute.
I'll say the number of non-revealing outfits to the number of revealing outfits is insanely disproportional.
This one was funny. The picture where she's wearing the, what is that from?
Iron Man
thing, and someone's like, cosplays aren't just some sexy thing, you fucking skank, and then someone else puts the post, it is actually from the movie, and it's from those dancers.
Oh,
has in the background. Convention.
Yeah, in the background. No, I remember that. Yeah.
That was funny.
Funny.
They're like,
I like when people get put in their place.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
That's funny. You really have to know Iron Man, though.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, I think that's why it's cute.
Yeah.
Because you paid attention to the movie.
Yeah.
Or the other one where someone goes, oh, it's just a steampunk Joker.
Oh, but it's like actually.
And it was the actual character.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, steampunk joke. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, actually. Thank you.
I know.
Thank you for your input, though.
The internet.
Nice try.
Oh, the internet.
Yes.
Anyways, so no pie for Kevin yet, but soon.
Look, here she's just wearing a t-shirt. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, it's a t-shirt.
Whoa.
Oh, it's Adventure Time t-shirt.
She's really cute. I gotta stop looking. All right. What's going
on
next?
Are you getting angry because she's so cute?
Yeah.
I get angry when people are too cute.
Like,
I'm like,
how dare you? Whatever. Moving on.
Go ahead.
Whose turn was
Me
it?
Me again? No, it's
your
turn.
I had one thing.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is going to be a short podcast.
I had
no
things.
It was
as always, I bring nothing to the table.
Yes, we even gave you an assignment.
I know. They told me. They said, bring something. And I'm like, yeah, okay. No.
It's because on the weekend, you're all awake and happy. And you're like, I can do anything. And then when the week happens and you go to work and you're just,
I'm just like,
no.
I can't do anything.
Well, we can talk about our shoot that we all went to last week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So last weekend, we had the podcast. And then it was sunny and bright. And we were like,
and
yeah.
And it was 0% rain all day. Nothing.
We went to the University of Washington. It was just about 10 minutes away from our apartment. And we met up with some nice cosplayers who we planned to shoot with. And right, like, 2 seconds after we got there and met up with them, a loud thunder happened. Which is, here it can thunder without raining. It's not like it's a thing. So we were just like, oh, whatever. And then it started sprinkling suddenly, and Kevin was like, ugh. So we went under this big alcove by this crazy, beautiful library and took pictures there. And it was pouring rain for, like
absurd, like an hour.
Yeah, because in Seattle it'll pour rain, but it comes in waves. It'll pour and then it'll stop,
yeah.
And you can like usually get around.
But no, it didn't
and
stop.
This was very unusual for Seattle, and it was just nonstop pouring. We finally got to take some pictures outside because it let up, and then we went to a different place, and lightning was literally right above our heads. I've never been that close to lightning before in my life. Like usually it's like you see the flash, and then you wait a couple seconds, and you hear the thunder. This
it was like, boom,
instantaneous,
boom.
And it was. Yeah. Loud as fuck, and it scared the shit out of me. all of us are just standing. There's like, how many? There's six of us.
Except for the one guy who's just like walking away.
Tree.
He didn't even give a shit.
Yeah, this girl had her, one of the cosplayers had her boyfriend there, and he was actually standing outside under a tree to see if the tree was like covering from the rain. And when the lightning happened, he was just walking towards us, and everybody in us, we screamed and we're like, oh my god, and he's just calmly walking back towards us, didn't even blink.
My coworker was at Alki. when it happened. And he goes, and I saw this absurd storm going up. And he said it happened between, like, he was like Queen Anne to like university.
And you're like, yes, I was like, standing there.
I'm aware of that storm. But yeah, apparently it looked really weird, just like a black cloud just going.
Interesting. Because that, like when we talked to your dad yesterday, he said there was no thunder and lightning down.
In Renton.
And they live,
which is 20 about
miles 15, away.
Yeah, 15 minutes away on the freeway. And we were talking about it, and we're like, oh, you know, last weekend when it was stormy, and he's like, what? So it was very centered around this small
like
area in Seattle.
Little
it knew where we were. Yeah. It was following us. It's like, there's a chute. Let's ruin this.
It had been
this.
Sunny all day, and we looked at the weather.
There was
a
few shoots going on, too.
Yeah,
like
there was a wedding. There was another costume. And there was a kid doing, like, his graduation pictures. Yeah. Ugh, it was just... But I still think it was us and our shoot. But we did it. And I'm editing them right now, and they're looking really great. Kevin thinks so, too. So that's fun. And
well, they were really good at rolling with the punches.
They were very open. They were like, we'll go in the rain, you know, we'll do this. So it was really nice because I didn't have to like be sensitive, you know. I didn't have to be like, are you okay
with
this?
Which we were naturally, because being cosplayers in the past, we know what it's like to be like, okay, I busted my ass to make this outfit, and now it's gonna be ruined in 5 minutes.
But they were pretty much like, just do what you need to do. We have no time limit. You know, we can take our time and we can wait. We'll wait. You know, usually when we do shoots, there's like stress because
we have to go
or they have to go. Even when we're here, like we did a shoot like 6 months ago and they had to go to like a engagement party or something, and so it was like, you know, gotta get it done by this certain time, and I feel stressed. So this was like, they were like, nope, just take your time, we don't have to go anywhere. So that was nice, especially because it was, the weather was just not working, but it worked out. Kevin's not saying anything.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, so and right now we're changing the way we're doing photo shoots for cons, and someone on our Facebook asked us what our con schedule is going to be like. We usually don't post it until about December.
What's the next one you're doing?
None. We have nothing planned right now.
Oh.
We're done for 2015.
We're done unless something happens.
Yeah,
because
it kind of has that lull.
Yeah.
The lull.
Yeah,
the
lull.
The
because,
year.
Yeah, pretty much Labor Day is like the end kind of thing. And then there's a couple in October. I've always wanted to go to YumaCon in Detroit. But Detroit scares me, so I always don't go. But that's around Halloween, and then there's the one in Portland that's like Christmas time. But this is kind of like a meh time of year too. I think if there was one in late September, early October, it'd be perfect because the trees are changing here. The weather's still semi nice. Get with it. But yeah, so we usually post that in December, our con list of what we're planning on doing. It's never 100% official, but yeah. And since Kevin and I are changing the way we do photo shoots at cons, we really have to really think about what cons we're going to. Usually we're just like, oh, well, we'll just go, and it's never a thing, but this time we have to really think about it. So it's going to take us a while. If anyone has any cool con suggestions, though, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to add an East Coast one this year, so...
Or two East Coast ones.
We've been doing a lot of. We did the past few years. We chose Midwest over East Coast, and I think we're gonna go more East Coast this year.
Okay.
We've done the Midwest thing. We did Houston. We did Chicago. So.
What do you want to do?
Was
like,
that awkward?
Boston. No,
was
it's
what
all right.
Drinking around my microphone.
Oh no! I like this. I
tried it out.
It's like someone else is feeding you.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys should go to Boston.
I think we should go to.
Boston is usually the same weekend as SakuraCon, so we have to make sure, because that happened last year.
You guys have to go to SakuraCon.
Yeah, so that happened last year, or this 2015, Anime Boston is the same was the same weekend as SakuraCon for some reason.
What about New York Comic Con?
I don't know.
That one's
not good for photography-wise.
Yeah, it's a Comic Con with an anime convention in it,
inside
right?
Inside of it, yeah. Yes.
So it's like a turducken.
That one...
it is.
Of that activities.
One, that one scares me.
Why?
It's really big and really crowded. Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it.
Well, where
we
wouldn't
shoot
it?
Inside the con.
Yeah, where is it? Is
it's
it like...
It's in just Manhattan, right?
I don't know.
It can't be in Manhattan.
It's New York City Comic Con. That's what it's called, right?
Oh,
God.
I guess Manhattan's pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Could be in
the
Bronx or
something. It's the whole
island. Could be in the Bronx.
Ugh.
Could be in Queens.
Why do you want to go to two East Coast cons?
Someone called me. Who was it? Missed a call. Mystery
okay,
number.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this right now. Rebecca has 23 missed calls.
We've talked about this already. And the
Who's Darrell? See my email?
Who's Darrell?
27969. Oh, don't even talk to me about that. 27969.
Rebecca has
emails.
A Darrell. Who's
October
Darrell?
October 8th through the 11th. So it's actually early.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that one's in October, too. That's coming up.
Javits Center?
Where is it? Oh.
I don't know. Javits. Okay. Javits Center. Let's find out where that is. Center.
Does your mom send you pictures of plain donuts so you know where to get the plain donuts?
Yeah, she does. She keeps me in line.
Rebecca.
Oh, my
Rebecca's
dad's calling now.
Oh, don't.
Blowing up!
I know what your dad's gonna say though. Hey, you wanna go get dinner? Yes, Dad. I'll talk to you later.
We already talked about it too.
Oh.
I already said sure, we can eat dinner.
The same call every time.
It's just off the Lincoln Tunnel. So it's right on the edge of Manhattan.
See? Manhattan. But you know what you could do is you could shuttle people to that Central Park. And take pictures.
And get murdered there.
Well, in the daytime. They have a zoo in there. So you could put people in there. Because that park's huge.
Oh, that's pretty far, though.
Is it pretty far?
That's
you take a car.
Hell's Kitchen? What? What is this? There's a neighborhood called Hell's Kitchen.
Yes.
You didn't know about that?
Oh, God, Kevin. You're so not New York.
I did not know about that. I thought that was just a TV show name.
Kevin doesn't know anything. Hell's Kitchen is also... There's a music venue, I think, in Tacoma. That's called Hell's Kitchen as well.
Huh.
There's a lot of things called Hell's Kitchen. I bet
Did
there's
I
a restaurant called Hell's Kitchen.
Is it like a punk club?
Yeah. I've
okay,
been there,
then
yeah.
I used to go there.
Yeah, I went there when I was a teen.
You guys were angsty.
Yeah, we were angsty.
We were.
We saw an angsty girl, and I got really excited. She was with a family who, remember? She was like a tourist, and her family was all like buttoned up, you know, and then she was all angsty. And I was like, and Kevin,
Kevin's
like, oh, look at that angsty girl. And I was like, yeah, you go, girl. And Kevin's like, yeah, but she's like 25. And I was like, oh, girl.
Hanging out with her family.
Because she was like, you know, like all grouchy and stuff. And so,
but she looked older.
And so, well, I only saw her from the back, so I thought she was like, you know, my 16-year-old self. And so I was like, yay.
Black hair, black everything.
Grouchy,
like
you know.
You can be angsty when you're older, but I mean, you can look that way when you're older.
No,
but,
yeah, but
like,
it was
don't
the attitude.
Be angsty.
Yeah, it was angsty. Like, I don't want to be here with my, you know. And I was like,
because you're supposed to release. That's supposed to get released. And you go, I'm okay being with my family because I'm an adult now.
Or you could just step away from them and go.
Yeah, smoke a
and
joint in the alley way out back.
I'll only have to be with them for another couple hours.
That's what I think when I go to your parents' house.
Wow.
No. Only this last time because we had helped them move.
Yeah,
and
they
I was
suckered
like,
us
and
into
I was,
that
and I was
one.
Pretty
yeah,
angry
they tricked
about it.
You guys.
They did trick us. So I was pretty angry about it. And I was like just sitting there going. And I didn't bring like moving clothes.
That's what I was just gonna say. That I'd be like, I'd be wearing an outfit that I'd be like, no, this is a no.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not even wearing like the. And Kevin wasn't either. Kevin was wearing nice clothes, and he's like,
it's like, we gotta know about this.
Yeah,
then we wouldn't have shown up.
No, pretty much we would have waited like a couple
so it was
more
smart
weeks.
Smart on their end, but come on, they could have at least provided you guys some clothes.
I'm gonna blame Kyle because Kyle was the one that was like, let's go, and I was like, okay, so we just did.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
They're all moved in now.
They are.
Their TV bigger than their fireplace mounted up.
Yeah, they have
but no pool, right?
No pool.
No pool
but
anymore.
But a beautiful overview of a golf course.
But
so
no pool.
No pool.
Hot tub?
No.
No hot tub. They probably could put in a hot
Downgrade. No, I'm just kidding. Pools are a pain in the ass.
They are a pain in the ass. I was the pool boy, so in the summertime, I would be... I'd spend hours standing outside in the hot sun with the stupid pole and vacuum... Just sucking up the sand and the leaves
and
the water
bugs. And
your parents
are going, ha, 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 free labor.
That's why you have kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. Water bugs.
Water bugs? Oh, gross. I was sad. I've only been in that pool once, and it was cold outside, so it wasn't even fun.
Oh.
And now they're gone away from it.
It's okay. We're adults now. We can afford our own... We go to the YMCA.
We didn't
go to the YMCA this year.
No, we were going to go to the Queen Anne pool.
We were
going
to go to the Queen Anne pool,
for
$2 but they
swim,
raised the prices.
And then the lady on the phone was like, $2 is not going to get you into this pool, young lady.
Yeah, it was like
$7.
Oh,
that was $5.50.
It might be that, sorry.
It was $7?
No, it might be $5.
And I was like, $5.50? What am I, a billionaire? And then I hung up.
Because it's only an hour. It's not even 2 hours. It's an hour. So by the time you... pay, get in the locker room, take your shit off, and then get
in the
pool.
Take a minute or two.
Yeah.
We're adults.
it's like really like 45 minute swim.
Yeah.
Upsetting. Sorry. Anyway. We went swimming last year and it was really fun.
It was
literally $2.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're at the end of summer now.
Yeah, but so it's hot today.
Like none of this ever happened. Yeah,
it was autumn last weekend, and now it's fucking summer again. So,
which is going to be pretty warm until the end of September.
Is it
really?
Yeah, in the 70s.
We're going to be gone for a whole week out of that. Yeah, in the even hotter Pittsburgh.
We're
going
to be in Pittsburgh next week, so we'll do the podcast in Pittsburgh, in our hotel room.
Or we could go do it somewhere else, outside on the streets.
I guess. I don't know. I'm scared of East. Is that... That's considered East Coast, right?
It is East Coast, yes.
East Coast people scare me.
I mean, anything in the Eastern time zone, I think, is almost considered the East Coast.
But it'll be interesting to see. And we'll give Rebecca a full report on how Pittsburgh is.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to a convention.
No, it's for his job, and I'm just tagging along. And I'm gonna go take selfies by myself everywhere, because he's going to be working all day. So I'm just going to go be a tourist.
Selfies.
Andy Warhol Museum.
Selfie stick.
I'm jealous. Andy Warhol.
Yeah, I am jealous. I already told you I'm jealous. But you gotta report back. You have a GoPro? Get the GoPro. Hook it up to her somewhere.
Walking up.
Full report. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I already planned, like, all my food. I got excited. I was like, yes. But, I don't know if anybody that listens to us lives in Pittsburgh. But if you do, and you know any place cool, let me know. Because I'm gonna be alone and sad.
You can hit her up at Elite Cosplay on Twitter.
I get alerts from Twitter, so if you do like add us on Twitter, I will see it.
Direct messenger.
No, don't DM me. But I do. But I don't really go on Twitter. I'll reply, but if our Twitter looks barren, that's why. I read a thing that was like you can't have too much social media, and we have too much.
Too much social media.
We have too much. I'm not really doing Tumblr anymore either. With Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and everything is just like, and I
guess Periscope.
Do you consider YouTube a social media?
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically,
it is.
That's what the whole comments are. Yeah. I mean, it's it is technically.
I'm not sure. It's a little
sometimes
differently
formatted.
Sometimes
I just go to videos and I don't even watch the video. I just read the comments. <'Cause>
You hit pause. You're like, no.
You're like, yeah, I just need to read this.
And then the comments make you mad, and then you go, why did I even fucking read these comments? I know. YouTube, like, that's why I like Reddit, because I'll think of something, and I'll go, and I'll say it, and then it'll be in the comments. And I go, someone thinks like me here. On YouTube, I want that to happen, but no one thinks like me in YouTube.
They're just crazy.
Yeah, they're just psycho, and I'm just like, what? And so I get mad when I read YouTube comments, because it's not, I can't relate. I'm just like, oh, that's not how I feel.
Speaking of, it's like going to a zoo and looking through the bars.
Yeah, you're just watching. Speaking of YouTube, Kevin and I decided this a long time ago, but we're not too close, but we're getting there. Once we get to 10,000 subscribers, did I talk about this already on the podcast?
No, not on the podcast. Okay. Just to me.
Once we get to 10,000...
Giant cheesecake party?
Kevin had cheesecake last night, so... once we get to 10,000 subscribers, we'll...
Macaroon party.
Oh, yes. We will do a video a day for a week.
Ugh.
And that includes the podcast. So Monday will be just podcast video, and then the rest, Tuesday through Sunday, will be...
Answering questions
from
people.
New videos. Yeah.
About what?
Nude videos?
Oh, yes. That too.
New.
No.
We want
nude. All three. Why not?
Oh. New nude videos.
You're welcome. There'll be probably a posing one in there, a review.
Photo, how to take photo 101 restart series.
Thing. So it'll be exciting and really tiring. You ready?
Kevin. Yeah, let's do it. I don't care. I already do that anyway.
Right now, I think
nobody watches my videos.
Right now, I think we're at like 9,400, so we got
his
ways,
video diary isn't.
Yeah, nobody watches
your
it.
Vlog.
It's not doing very well.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about. I was thinking about it last night, so I wanted to talk about it. So that's something fun to do.
Yeah.
Yay! Something different for us.
A reason to stay alive.
Yeah.
A lot of editing. So.
Yeah, the video editing is the hardest part. It just. Time sucks, and then you're like, and then you stare at the video for too long, and then you go, this sucks, and then you have to basically just close your eyes and upload it because it's just. Sorry.
Welcome to our lives. We're
That's how I feel
about
the videos. Like when I made our makeup video, I liked it a lot, but then when I started watching it too much, I was like, no, it's so horrible, and then I had to just upload it anyways. Did you watch that yet?
No, I haven't watched it.
You're in it.
I know. I haven't watched the last podcast I was in. The one before that.
Disappointed. What's you have anything else for me, Kev?
I do. I found a really cool cosplay that I thought everybody would like. I know Holly has seen Mad Max. Have you seen Mad Max?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Mad Max is great.
So this guy on Instagram, his username is Bloody Ben. He has spinal atrophy, so he's in one of those. He's in a stand-up wheelchair, so it's a vertical wheelchair. So he made himself, like at the beginning of the movie, where Max was strapped,
captured. He was captured
and chained to the front of the.
He's chained to the front of a car.
Yeah, so he made himself chained to the front of a chariot. Yeah. He built it himself too. That's the impressive part. He's so it's really cool and well done. So he's like got the mask.
He's got the mask on, and he has the chains.
Yeah.
And
awesome. Yeah. So I don't know.
I like when people like make stuff like that. Yeah. Like, they take like their disability and just turn it into something.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What else was there? Yeah. That, like anybody? Would, there was a wheelchair person that did.
Like what big? What?
I don't know. Batmobiles and stuff like that. I don't know.
Well, we see one at, like, Anime Expo every year.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But her...
He's got a few other ones, too.
Oh, I clicked on the wrong person.
Oh.
Oh.
This isn't an iPhone?
No. Oh, I hate Android.
It's the website. It's not the app. That's why
Android.
It's...
Android.
That's why it's wrong.
Did you see, this is tech related, there's a bigger iPad that's coming out.
Yeah, it's an iPad Pro.
Yeah.
13 inches by 57 inches. Yeah, 13 inches though.
It's
at
huge.
Some point. Yeah.
Is that the other side
of
it?
Yeah, that's the other. Oh, no, that's a different version of it.
Oh,
you built
okay.
two different versions of
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody
Fantastic.
Ben on Instagram. Bloody underscore Ben
on Instagram. If you guys want to check it out, we'll link it too. But, yeah, I saw that. I thought it was cool. I was
you
like,
saw this?
It was on Reddit.
Oh, I didn't see it on Reddit.
You guys are always on Reddit.
Every
day. I didn't see it on Reddit.
Of course
we,
you guys
when
see
you,
it.
When we wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, you go on Reddit. And then halfway through the day,
you go on Reddit.
You check Reddit. And then when you get in bed, but you're not ready
you're
to sleep
you're
yet,
on Reddit.
You go to Reddit.
Yes.
If you really want to get mad, everybody go to reddit.com/r/Seattle, and everything posted there will infuriate you.
Well, only for Seattle residents. Ooh. Nobody else gets the complaint. No, that only if you're
no, okay,
you.
How about this? Go to your local large city sub and subscribe and then look at it every day. And then after a while, you'll get really angry. Because everybody asks the same question over and over again.
Everybody
is it raining there? I hear it rained all the time.
What? I'm visiting Seattle. What should I do? That's every time. They even have like a whole topic about what to do in Seattle. It's updated every year so as to not get stale. I'm going to go to the
Kill
space.
Yourself.
I'm going to go to the Space Needle and Pike Place. What else should I do?
Smoke pot.
That's another question. What's the... Can people that don't live in Washington smoke pot there? What?
No.
What?
They check IDs at the door.
You're from Montana. This is a no-go.
And this is Holly problems.
Yeah, sorry. It's when you look at when you see
first world white chick problems.
First world white chick pumpkin spice latte problems. It's when you see it like multiple times a day, suddenly you're just like,
well,
just go away.
Get off Reddit, maybe.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
I need to
edit more videos. We still have a backlog to go.
Reddit makes me really angry, so I just need to like step away from it. But it is entertaining.
I need to get more into it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it, especially makeup addiction.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes, that's all I had. So, all
right.
We can wrap this up with a final note from our sponsors here at Pinky Paradise. Visit elitecosplay.com/Pinky Paradise. Now through a couple of the 15th, they have free shipping over $40 for Halloween-style contacts.
Oh, yeah. I better do that now.
Yes, because it does take a couple weeks to get here. So go to elitecosplay.com/Pinky Paradise and get your cosplay contacts and Halloween contacts.
I found a con to the pumpkin spice latte.
What?
My throat's really dry now.
I don't think that has anything to do with the pumpkin
like,
nor
really
the spice.
Dry.
No, I think that's
maybe
the coffee.
Maybe there's too much spice and it's like cinnamon and it's just taking up all my spit.
Like the cinnamon challenge?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm really dry mouth now.
I'm sure everybody just enjoyed that right there.
I love you. Anyways, thank you for joining us. Next weekend it'll just be Kevin and I in Pittsburgh.
So don't bother listening or watching the video because I won't be there.
Hey, if Kevin and I take a shot or two before we start the podcast, we're more entertaining than if we're just drinking coffee. So we'll go down to the hotel bar, grab a drink, and then...
The hotel lobby.
Yeah. Anyway. God.
I do songs really poorly, don't I? Anyway. Yes.
He doesn't know any of the lyrics of songs, and he'll just sing them at me, and I go, no. Just no. Anyways. I love you. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.